To bend or budge, the wrong button to push, no friend to push. I'm the centerpiece, you're a Maltese. I'm a pit bull off his leash. All this peace talk can cease. All these people I had to leave in limbo. I'm back now, I've come to release this info. I'll be brief and let me just keep simple. Can't a don't want no beef with Slim, no. Not even on my radar. So won't you please jump off my layoff and stay off and follow me as I put these crayons to chaos. From seance to seance. This Bush administration, mush the Senate's facing, push this generation of kids to stand and fight for the right to say something you might not like. This white hot light that I'm under, no wonder I look so sunburned. Oh no, I won't leave no stone unturned. Oh no, I won't leave, won't go nowhere. Do-si-do, oh yo ho, hello there. Oh yeah, don't think I won't go there. Go to Beirut and do a show there. Yeah, you laugh to your motherfucker. Drafted when you're at band camp, thinking the crap can't happen. Till you f around, get an anthrax napkin inside a package, wrapped in saran wrap, rapping. Open the plastic, and then you stand back, gasping. Assassins hijacking Amtrak's crashing. All this terror, America demands action. Next thing you know, you got Uncle Sam's asking to join the army, or what you do for that Navy. You just a baby getting recruited at 18. You're on a plane now, eating their food. I'm 28, they gon' take you for they take me. Crazy insane or insane crazy. When I say Hussein, you say shady. My views ain't changed till inhumane. Wait, a rain 2 days late, the date's today. Hey, man, come on, man, let's all get on down. Don't see no man, we gon' have a good one. Don't be scared, cause there ain't nothing to worry about. A groove that suits me. Nothing soothes me more than a groove that boosts me. Nothing boosts me more, suits me beautifully. There's nothing you can do to me. Stab me, shoot me. Psychotic, hypnotic product. I got it, the antibiotic. Ain't nobody hotter, and so on and yada yada. Gotta talk a lot.
This is actually Derek Jeter's walk-up music.
I see, I had no idea.
Yeah, well, you know, it was. He was in a big slump, and then he, like, broke out of his slump, and then he picked this, and he wanted it, like, queued up so it starts with, "It's good to be back." And that's, but then, you know, like, you'd only hear it till as long as he was, like, walking up to the plate.
Well, yeah,
like,
I mean, I remember,
know,
the
20 seconds
the Bob Shepard recorded part where it was like, "And now batting for the Yankees,
number two, the shortstop,
Derek Jeter.
He was great.
Number two. Yeah, he was,
you know,
awesome.
They're never going to play that again, you know.
Ever in the history? No, they will. Like, no. Someday he'll go back and they'll, you know, I don't know.
No, they'll have it at, like, at
he's not dead.
In Cooperstown. Well, yeah, Bob Shepard.
That would be
dead.
Cool if you got to press a button and you got to hear, like, Bob Shepard's voice,
yeah,
or something.
Yeah, Bob Shepard. I went to Bob Shepard Day.
I know you were saying, and then you were saying, let's save this story for the air. And
no,
then I'm like, well, what else is the story?
There wasn't any,
like,
story.
There's no story. That's
there's
the
no
whole
story.
Story.
That's the whole thing. Hello, everybody. Nice seeing you again. Welcome to Sportsy Talk on WFMU. This is Bronwyn C. and Jim the Poet, the most trusted team in sports talk radio
most
today.
Most trusted.
Talking over Derek Jeter's walk-up music. Derek Jeter is gone.
And hopefully so is Sterling
I know, if only, right?
If only.
Yeah, like, if we could just hear Bob Shepard and not hear John Sterling.
That would be, I mean, he must have said enough things that they have on tape that they could, like, piece
just together. Piece
together
some, like, some kind of thing.
Yeah, just like...
Just like a thing that you would hit.
Is this part of the Eminem song?
No, this is...
Dashing through the mud?
This is what we're talking over today.
It's reindeer hoofs?
I don't know what it is. Because, you know, somebody got into the sound effects CDs and they screwed them up even worse than we did. And now there's, like, no track listing.
Oh.
So there's no telling.
I was going to go on eBay and try to get us a new sound effects thing for the one I lost.
No, but it's somewhere in the station. It's in... It's,
well, that's not helpful.
It's in there. It's in the library.
Yeah. It's 201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368. If you want to sob uncontrollably about the departure of Derek Jeter,
bye.
This is your last chance.
Yeah, I don't know. Did you see his last hit?
Yes.
It was in like the third inning.
It's a pretty good
something.
Hit, actually.
We bounced it off the plate and went
yeah, that's
up
pretty
and
good.
Some guy almost caught it and then the guy didn't catch it and then the other guy behind him didn't catch it. Do you think they were letting him?
No.
Okay.
I mean, because they had caught a line drive in the first, and everyone booed.
Yeah. Well, that's why I'm saying they booed him when they caught the line drive. Maybe they.
Well, they made the kid feel bad. I mean, like the kid's job at the shortstop of the Red Sox job is to catch that ball. So stop booing him.
Well, so I'm saying. So then the next time he gets up, they suddenly miraculously.
It was a close play. I mean, I think it was. I don't know.
So
it's
a
chopper.
He gets a hit.
Well, it's interesting. We might have to. You're the only one who knows how to make phone calls. We might have to call my father. I was talking to my father because the last Yankee game.
I don't want to call your dad. You call your dad. I'm my
dad. No, you like my dad.
No.
He's a delightful person.
Would I like him?
Maybe.
Would he like me?
He's kind of a tough dude.
All right. Yeah.
He's tough.
Okay.
But I was talking to my dad about, you know, he's a Red Sox fan. He's been a Red Sox fan. I was like, well, you know, it's pretty cool. You know, Jeter got a hit in his last at-bat in Yankee Stadium, and it scored a run, and they won the game against the Orioles. And he said, why didn't Buck Showalter walk him? Now, it's the bottom of the ninth. It's a man on first. There's one out.
Yeah.
And Jeter comes up.
And they don't walk him.
And Buck Showalter doesn't walk him to set up a double play. And I was like, well, I didn't even think of that. Like, I mean, the guy's batting like 250. Like, why wouldn't you pitch to him?
I mean, he's
like hobbled and slow and like, wouldn't you?
Not batting well. I don't know. It's a good question. I think your dad's smart.
Is my dad calling? No, he's probably not.
WFMU, you're on the air. Are you Jim the Poet's dad?
Can they hear us?
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
Try it again.
You're not my dad?
You're not?
No.
Daddy!
Daddy! Who is it then?
Hi.
Are you my dad?
Are you someone's dad?
I'm not anybody.
You're nobody's dad?
No? You're nobody's dad?
Isn't that a Replacements album, Nobody's Dad?
That's really sad.
Not that I know.
Okay.
Hi. Derek Jeter.
Yes.
What I find interesting, I'm a Mets fan, but I respect Derek Jeter, but I wonder how, I was saying to a friend the other day, how is it that he was able to, you know, nothing came out. He has people watching him. You know, it's not the 50s where they covered things up, you know, or the whatever it was, the 40s.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Well, a few things got out, but it was mostly like rumory things and stuff like that. I mean, that he had dated all these people, that he'd given them herpes, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. There was that.
That's the worst. And that's.
Well, I mean, it's bad for the people who have the herpes, naturally, the young actresses and starlets. But, I mean, for everybody else, it's just kind of an amusing story. But
there was a Yajit story.
Yeah, the original Yajit story.
Yajit!
Somebody caught him. Can we even say this on the air?
Well, we've said it on the air, kind of. We have to be careful how we say it.
Well, why don't you say it then? And then.
All right, Jeter was shaking hands with little Jeter. And apparently...
Who walked in?
Somebody like walked
maid
in.
Or something?
I don't know, some girlfriend or something.
Girlfriend walked in?
A girl walked in and apparently he...
He was watching himself on TV.
At the moment, I don't know about that.
No, that's part
that
of
up?
The story. No.
It is?
Yeah, it's part of the story.
And at the critical moment, he says, Yajit's. So that's what we've been saying. But now that he's gone and he's not playing anymore, we won't have any excuse to say Yajit's.
We really have
anymore.
Nothing left there.
I'm sorry. So what you were saying about Jeter, though?
I just think it's amazing that...
Nothing came out.
I'm a baseball fan over the years. And, you know, I try to separate the personal life from the talents. But
right.
You know, and I've always he seems kind of boring to me, you know, but I liked him.
Right.
Derek Jeter. I mean, like, what a
he's a funny guy. I mean, he's smart and funny and seems like a nice guy. But, I mean, sooner or later, like, they just put out the book about DiMaggio where he, like, beats up Marilyn Monroe and stalks her. And, like, I mean, it takes a while sometimes.
They
got to make sure you're dead first.
Yeah, right.
I mean, I remember I did an event with Johnny Pesky and Dom DiMaggio and David Halberstam back in the day
when that team,
I don't think he's better than his brother.
That's the song, though.
Yeah,
I
but
know
that's
the
wrong.
Song. That's good that I know that song.
But I remember the glare he gave somebody who even, like, dared mention Joe DiMaggio to him.
Oh.
He was just like, how dare you bring up my brother's name?
How dare you? Indeed.
He beat the crap out of Arthur Miller and threw him in the river. That's what he did.
I didn't know that.
So we don't know. We don't know what's gonna happen with
possibly,
Jeter. What will we find out?
Possibly Jeter. Like, I mean, maybe he's a serial killer, like Aaron Hernandez. Maybe he's just really good at serial killing or something like that. He goes from town to town, murders people.
Yeah, every time, you know, nobody's put together. Like every American League city, there's somebody dying.
Yeah, I mean that's the thing. Like now he's got so much time on his hands.
The only thing all the bodies have in common is they all have herpes.
That's his calling card as a psycho killer. It's like they all have herpes. And they all love Derek Jeter. Now murdering you, number two from the Yankees, the shortstop, Derek Jeter.
I think our work here is done. Okay.
I love the show.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
See you later.
We have another call. WFMU, you're on the air. You have to turn your radio down.
Hey, guys, it's Danny D.
Danny D.
What's going on?
What's happening with
Danny D sent me today how all the NFL owners made their money.
Who cares?
No, I mean, it was a good plan for me because I'm thinking like,
right?
Maybe I'll inherit some money. Maybe I'll inherit a football team. Possibly I could start a business that will someday make it so I can buy a football team and move
it to Los Angeles?
Billions.
But what? I mean, does it matter how they made their money? I mean, like Steinbrenner made.
I don't know. Was it part of some conspiracy? Was there some connection?
I think somebody was making the point. I don't know if it was an old boys club because the majority were. I honestly don't know. I thought it was interesting just the list in and of itself. I don't know.
I didn't see the list.
Something along the lines of, you know, most of these so-called businessmen. I mean, because the majority inherited the team or used their or like Woody Johnson. Basically use their family money to buy the team.
Right,
so
but how else would you get a team?
I don't know. They're so expensive now that I don't know who could afford to buy teams. And some of the teams have been in the same family for, like, the Steelers.
Right.
I mean, Wilson just died from the Buffalo, and they're going to sell it to, like, Bon Jovi or something
like
that.
No, I don't think Bon Jovi's going to do it.
No,
you think Bon Jovi's not
going to
buy it?
I think he wanted to.
Oh, who's going to buy it?
The guy who owns the Buffalo Sabres.
Well, that seems pretty cool.
Yeah. All right.
Well, I mean, he's going to keep him in Buffalo.
Well, that's good. Well, I mean, it's good for Buffalo, but it's like at some point there'll be two teams in Los Angeles. I think that's the idea is that they're going to build one stadium in Los Angeles, like in Orange County, and have two teams there or something
really?
Like that. Yeah.
Oh, they're going to build 50 more stadiums.
Hmm.
There's stadiums that have yet, I mean, there are stadiums not yet built that will be replaced by stadiums that are threatened, that are built because the team is threatening to move to Los Angeles.
Well, I'm surprised the Jaguars don't talk about it in any real way.
I mean,
they're owned
right?
by like a sheik or something like that. Like, I mean, I don't understand why they wouldn't.
Why don't they move to Dubai?
No, he's just a businessman. His name,
he's not a sheik.
His name's Khan, though. He's a great guy. He's got the
Khan. Is he the enemy of Captain James T. Kirk and Mr. Spock? Does he kill them in every movie? That was a great movie. Both of the Khan movies were great Star Trek movies.
You liked them?
Both of them were great.
It's funny that you bring up, though, Los Angeles franchises and, you know, how ridiculously expensive owning any sort of franchise is.
Yeah.
Because about, breaking sportsy talk news. I don't know if you have a little.
Breaking news. You're going to break some news?
Breaking news.
Uh-huh.
Is the MLS has announced that they have somebody to buy the massively failing Chivas USA MLS
right,
team,
who plays in the same
in Los Angeles?
It plays in the same place that the LA Galaxy plays.
Right, and there's more vendors I think at the Galaxy games than there is fans for Chivas going to his games. They're literally playing in front of like hundreds of people. They've been a disaster in terms of everything.
Well, the idea was that they would have a like a team for Hispanic people or something like that. Like,
basically, yeah, that's exactly that's it. It's kind of like
can't Hispanic people
the old
just like
model
watch
would
Mexican.
Be the Montreal how the Montreal Canadiens were back in the day.
Right,
they
where
were
it's
for
like,
Hispanic people.
No, only French people got to play on that team. Like only French Canadians got to play on that team. And it was
way,
like,
way back.
Oh, you're Canadian, but you're not French.
sorry,
you have to leave now.
Go play for the Montreal Wanderers.
How you doing in fantasy? I'll play some Mariah Carey. You have something to play.
Yeah, I got a fantasy.
How's your fan?
This is our
this
fantasy
one
thing.
One, I think I'm going to be 1-1 in the two Sporty Talk leagues.
Really?
Okay.
I think I'm winning one. But no points for punters. Two punters with zero this week.
Zero
but nobody
points.
Rostered them, so it did not prove costly. The Packers game had no punts.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Oh, yeah, that was right.
But that seems like a better brand of.
But haven't the Packers had other games where they haven't used the punter?
Yeah, because the punter froze and they had to go for it. It was like, oh, the punter died of exposure,
so they couldn't.
So
have
we
a punter.
Can't. We can't. Actually, we're just gonna go for it on that down. So
I have a beef with ESPN Fantasy Football this week because.
What's the beef?
I had Calvin Johnson on the bench. And about 12:45 on Sunday, I get this little bing, bing, you know, notice from ESPN.
Oh, no, they told you to play him.
No, they said you have Calvin Johnson on your bench, and he's going to play today. And I was like, oh, he is? I thought he was injured. So I look at their little thing, and it says, oh no, he's probable. And I was like, okay, well, let's put him on. So I moved him. He played in the second.
Quote unquote played.
In the second half, he played.
He was like a decoy.
Yeah, it was sad. So I took a guy that got like 23 points, and I replaced him with Calvin Johnson with 1 point for the day. But I still beat other person.
Say, so your team got, you know, won by 80 points. You know, won like 160 to 80 instead of 180 to 80. Probably.
Yeah, right. Well, that was actually I think the Calvin Johnson thing was in my other league. I'm in a different league too.
No.
At work.
I might
still beat that woman.
I might
anyway.
Still be winless this week because I'm looking
really?
I'm looking at the matchup in the Sportsy Talk Do Over League, and I had Kirk Cousins, who was a disaster. He threw like 4 interceptions on Thursday Night Football.
Oh yeah, I know he was so great last week.
I think
week.
They forgot to tell him there was a game on Thursday,
yeah,
and they were like,
"Oh,
we got to go. Tonight's the game." And
yeah,
I was
no,
like, "What?
Was
I'm not ready." And so he threw
terrible.
A bunch of, but he Zach Smith, I don't know who that is. Has Tom Brady playing tonight as the Patriots defense and the Patriots coach.
Oh.
And he only needs 13 points. That's when, you know, Bronwyn overtook me on Monday Night Football.
Because of
Marcellus Bennett catching 20 touchdowns or whatever.
And you had Rex Ryan. So, but Studio B. Ben is still...
Studio B. Ben is there. He's a
always.
Force to be reckoned with.
Yeah, he's always the winner.
Did you go to the second-to-last Jeter game?
Me personally?
Yeah, isn't that what you said you were going to do?
No, I was asking you because, well, it was one of those weird things where they were talking about rain in the forecast, but of course Jeter prevented the rain.
Jeter can stop rain.
He can stop
but
rain.
Because I thought I heard you were going to the last game, and I was
we
thinking
were talking
that
about it.
I was trying to, yeah, I was trying
we
to get
tried.
Tickets, and
it didn't happen.
That didn't work because everyone was like, "No, I don't like you. Why are you calling me?"
Oh,
wait, couldn't your dad have gotten you tickets?
Cool.
No, my dad cannot get me tickets.
Oh, all right.
My dad
is... Did you see... Oh, sorry.
He's
that's
just...
Okay.
My dad would just, like, barely ever sprung for tickets.
Okay.
I'm not going to say he's cheap on the air, but...
But he's cheap.
We barely ever had tickets to go to games.
All right.
But did you see the one... And I'll leave you with this. It kind of ties a bow on all the other news, because it's Buffalo Bill news related. Another freaking...
I'm wearing my Buffalo Bills
jersey
I got off of eBay, because I still believe...
Bill Leave. You
yeah.
gotta Bill Leave. Okay. What is it, Danny?
A guy who poor EJ Manuel has been benched
yes.
for a guy who lost his job to Tim Tebow.
Kyle Orton.
Kyle Orton is your new starting quarterback for the Buffalo
he
Bills.
He also has diabetes, I believe. Like he
oh,
has
good.
Like one of those like things that you comes out of your hip that tells you when you need to eat an orange and
he
stuff.
He has
like
a
that.
Shunt or something. No,
no, he has one of those monitors.
You have a monitor in your
hating on him.
Like an
story.
No,
like
he actually they couldn't figure out because the guy's incredibly talented and they couldn't. I'm pretty sure it's him and not the other lethargic quarterback from the Bears that he got traded for. It's not.
Gerard had had like Crohn's or something.
No. Kyle Orton has. Let me see here if it's even listed on his Wikipedia page, where I get all my information for free.
Oh.
You get points per disease for your players on your fantasy.
Do you?
The fantasy.
I believe that Kyle Orton was the one who has. Like they couldn't figure out what was wrong with him.
They have implanted monitors, blood sugar.
Oh yeah, yeah. A lot of people have those.
Really?
Yeah.
Implanted? That's crazy.
It may not be Kyle Orton.
It was the punter who kept the Snickers bar in his sock.
Well, that's isn't that why Tony Franklin, he would have one sock on his foot and the other, and then he would have like a barefoot, and then he would have the other sock would be keeping the Snickers bar warm. That's an old Patriots joke. No one gets. He was a barefoot punter for the Patriots, and it was like, why aren't you wearing a shoe? And he's like, because I'm crazy.
No,
like,
there was a little thing for a while, barefoot.
Yeah, why
kickers.
Was that? We should get Tony Franklin on the air.
Yeah, let's get some barefoot.
He's another
guys.
Person I want to interview on the air.
Okay, good.
Tony Franklin.
Make a note.
Barefoot kickers.
All right.
I don't know about Kylo. I'm backtracking on my Kyle Orton thing because I don't know if he's the one that.
You know, this
well,
is sportsy talk. We just make it up.
Now,
it doesn't really matter.
You said that.
Diabetes quarterback.
No, I don't want him to get diabetes. That
don't
would be
get
bad.
Diabetes.
Don't get diabetes.
Bad
don't get anything
news.
Bad.
All right.
Jay Cutler is the diabetic.
Jay Cutler is?
Jay Cutler is the one, yeah.
Is he? Jay Cutler. All right, Jay Cutler.
They got traded diabetic for each other. I get them confused. That's why right. Jay Cutler's lethargic most of the time because he needs to eat a Snickers bar or something.
All right.
Or
now orange. We know, an orange.
All right, Danny D. Alrighty.
Thanks, Danny
Thanks,
D.
Guys.
Take
we'll
care.
Talk to you soon.
Bye.
What is it? Is this like marching through the snow? Is that what this is?
I don't
is?
Know what it is.
Is it the Broncos?
I don't know what it is.
Their inevitable march toward victory?
Towards defeat in the
defeat.
Super Bowl. Yeah. Towards getting creamed in the Super Bowl.
Creamed.
I think I finally got rid of Wes Welker. I forget, but I think I finally dropped him.
He had the week off, so, I mean, he wasn't going to get changed.
He wasn't doing anything anyway.
The problem is he catches a ball and then immediately ducks his head.
Do you know what I want to have?
Tell me.
I want to have, like, fantasy... weird name fantasy football team, you know, like the guy, like you wouldn't let me get Ha Ha Clinton Dix, but I could get him and I could get like DeBrickishaw.
He doesn't count as any points.
DeBrickishaw Ferguson.
DeBrickishaw Ferguson doesn't count as any points.
I know, but I mean just like all
Ha Ha Clinton Dix though, I think he hit a pass that like somebody else caught for an interception or something like that.
Yeah,
so
something.
I mean,
yeah, he's doing all
but
right.
But the guy got his name wrong. The guy calling the game got his name wrong.
Oh, what'd he call
called
him?
Called him Clinton Ha Ha or something like that. That's a different thing. That's the name of the new Clinton baby.
And something else.
Clinton,
oh, yeah,
ha-ha.
The Clinton baby. Chelsea Clinton had a baby.
And they immediately put the picture of the family on the New York Post and made fun of them. Because they said there's another liberal crybaby in the world or something like that. I was just like, really? Really?
Oh,
the kid's one day old.
Great.
Really?
You're listening to Sportsy Talk on WFMU.
This is the most trusted team in sports talk radio
today. Fewer people get their sports talk radio from WFMU than from any other station in the nation. You can call us at 201-209-9368 and talk sports to us.
And
see, I'm trying to remember to say the phone
see, I thought we were supposed to say things like, this isn't your car that you're here. Because like
what?
When we played the tennis balls going back and forth.
Yeah, people thought it was your car.
People's like, is my car broken? Because I'm driving
Maybe
and I hear
broken.
This terrible noise going back and forth. And is it something you're playing on the air?
It could be broken.
Somehow the NFL commissioner,
yes.
Whatever his name is, Blondie.
Yeah.
Goodell. Is that his name? It should be Baddell. No,
yeah,
I'm making a little note. Bad Dell.
Bad deal.
You're a bad commish. He's not fired somehow. Like somehow he had a terrible news conference.
Yeah,
he's an obvious moron who's lying to everybody, and he still has a job, which seems wrong. You know, that seems like a bad thing.
Yeah.
And so that Bill Simmons guy, who I really don't like, because he's basically me except successful. I
mean, that's awful.
He's from Boston.
Yeah.
He was like writing on blogs.
Was he a poet?
Probably. He's me, hey. Except more successful.
I have to interrupt you before I forget.
Yes.
Have you seen any of those things online where they have, like, NFL players doing poetry?
No.
They're terrible.
Really?
Yeah, I think it's got to be some kind of marketing thing or something.
I mean, I could look that up.
Yeah, don't.
As I'm...
It's awful. Anyway, they have these, like, guys, like, you know, some punter, and he's reading some poem that he supposedly wrote himself, but it's clear that some marketing person wrote it. It's awful, and they're trying to do it, like... poetry slam style, and it's
there's a lot of bad marketing that goes
really
involved.
It's really bad.
Like there's like a whole thing about how football changes lives right now.
Right.
Yeah, it's really not good because it's like
no.
They take a little kid with like
so
cancer
bad.
And they're like hang out with him for a week
and then
you know Cam Newton invites him to a game and then you're
is
still
he,
like
is he healed
they're
yet?
Like why did you beat my mother up
I don't understand. All right, so I'm sorry, I interrupted.
Oh, so Bill Simmons called, I don't know if anybody listens to his podcast, or he runs the Grantlands, I don't read that. Yeah. I hate everything about the guy.
Okay.
He gets suspended from ESPN for saying that Goodell is a liar, which is
but
obvious.
Goodell is a liar.
Anyone to, who
but
has
he
a
is.
Brain.
But he is a
like,
liar.
We know
it's
when
clear.
We're being lied
Look,
to.
No, you can, yeah, you can fact check things that Goodell has said. You can fact check
they've
Roger
said,
Goodell. It's not
They've
difficult.
Said in five different places that it's the not, NFL had the video.
Yeah.
Of Ray Rice with the left hook of the century, by the way. Like, I mean,
well, yeah.
he
no,
might want to
take
up.
I mean,
he might want to take up prize fighting. Like,
he wasn't
he
holding
buried
he
a left hook into
his
wife's
his fiance
face.
At the time. Yeah,
I mean, whatever.
Yeah, he's.
I'm just
I mean,
saying it's obvious to everybody that Goodell is a liar, and
he's a liar.
In this one case,
yes.
Bill Simmons is correct, and ESPN is a bunch of losers.
How
but ESPN
they,
is
so
a
wait,
bunch of losers.
So
anyway,
wait,
all
if
the
you
time.
So in other words, if you lie like Roger Goodell, you get to keep
yes.
your job.
But
yes. if you tell the truth, like Bill Simmons,
you get
suspended
for
three weeks. Okay. Does
so
he get? Does he? Is he suspended with or without pay?
I don't know if they pay him or if he just likes showing up because he's on the NBA. You know, he's awful. He's really drives me crazy.
All right.
Because he's me. Except he has hair.
Yeah, but except he's not funny and amusing.
No, people love him.
You're funny and amusing.
No,
what?
People
love him.
Yeah, people think he's great.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to hit him with a car. I mean, like a soft car, maybe a car made of sponge or something. You know, just...
Could we tie him to the Mr. Met puppet so that when we set the Mr. Met puppet on fire...
When are we doing that again? Are we going to light it on fire during the fundraising?
Maybe during the fundraiser, yeah.
Okay.
Maybe we'll set him on fire during the fundraiser. That could happen.
Only you can...
Oh, I'm
Save
trying.
Mr.
Oh, I have to find out. I'm trying to get something off FreeCycle. Do you know about FreeCycle?
What's FreeCycle? Is it one of those websites with the kids?
No, it's a thing. It's a thing where you like. It's like a group, an online group.
Yeah, what
and
do
then,
they do?
If you have something that you want to give away, you just put it up and you say, "Hey, I have a dog agility weave pole set that I don't need
dog
anymore."
Dog agility weave
dog
poles.
Dog agility
set?
Weave poles. That's what I put up. And then somebody, all these
and that
people,
was immediately snapped up
yeah,
by someone else
people,
who wanted
yeah,
something
people,
for free?
Yeah, they write in, they say, oh, yeah, I would really love that. And I'm like, okay, we'll pick it up, you know, here's the address, pick it up, you know, on our front porch next Friday or something. And they take it, and then somebody else puts up, oh, I have some cast iron pans that I don't want. I'm like, yeah, I want cast iron pans. So I'm in the running for a toaster.
What,
that imprints the Mets logo on your toast.
So we could put Mr. Met in the toaster?
No, I mean, we could put bread in the toaster and we get, like, Met logos on it.
I mean, that's...
I think we could give that away, right? That would be, like, a great thing to
do. I mean,
give
if we could get it signed by a Met, possibly?
We could get
I don't know
Mr.
how
Met.
Much money Mets fans have. I mean, I think they're Mets fans because they can't afford to go to Yankees games.
Yeah, I mean, obviously they're sad people, but I think maybe we could... Well, no, it's not football related. I have to get. I want to get like a prize for our fantasy football league for our listeners who participate.
I'm going to lose that league.
How about it? Well, you shouldn't.
Isn't
get
that prize enough? Beating
prize
me
anyway.
And putting me in my place. Isn't that prize enough?
I was thinking maybe a flavored mouth guard.
That's
you know,
not
like,
bad.
Like those Colin Kaepernick. I looked them up. They're not that expensive.
What about jock straps? What about a signed jock strap by
those
me and you?
Smelly. No.
See, these are the kind of ideas I have.
You go jock straps and I go flavored mouth guards.
Flavored mouth guards.
Maybe if we got a flavored jock strap.
We could give away a dental dam in honor of Derek Jeter. With the...
yeah, Jeets. 201-209-9368 is the number to call.
201-209-9368.
Sports at
We'll be taking your calls until the top of the hour. When at the top of the hour, Night People has Tom Servo from
Who
has...
Do they?
Is there a piece of paper that we
I
wrote
don't know.
On?
Usually there's something, there.
They do something great. I usually make it up like they're going to talk to Hello Kitty or something.
How's our comments board today?
Let me see.
If you're at WFMU.org and listening there, you can go on the comments board
all,
and put up comments on
they're all, It's all yeah. great.
Of course.
Somebody was talking about the Pirates. The Pirates are in the playoffs.
They're in the wild card.
Which is like, you can't really get, like, I haven't decided which teams I'm going to bandwagon on.
Yeah.
Because I have to have a rooting interest in almost every game I watch. Which is why I write those haikus about which team I'm cheering for every week or whatever.
Right.
So.
Did you write haiku this week?
Yeah, I woke up late and I wrote them in the first quarter. But I mean, I still took the team that was obviously going to lose because that's kind of my thing.
Okay, yes. So you think the Pirates are obviously going to lose? They're playing the Giants.
No, but they have a
one
game playing against
the Giants
in Pirates. So you can break their poor Pittsburghian hearts.
Oh my God! Did you see the Steelers game?
Yeah,
this
they
week?
Got
that
they
was
got
so
wrecked.
Sad.
That was ridiculous.
That
I don't
was
understand
so sad.
How that
they were
happened.
Way. They were just.
They were just kidding around. They were kind of like goofing off, and then they let the Tampa Bay Bucks beat them for
the
some
Bucks.
Reason. It's part of some evil plan that
it was
they
like
have.
The last 7 seconds, the Bucks beat them.
Yeah, that doesn't
like,
make any sense
like,
to me.
No,
that's
no.
really strange.
The Bucks. Have you seen the Bucks quarterback? Is he the one that looks odd? He looks like.
Who is the Bucks quarterback?
Some
Glennon. He's a backup quarterback. Why? He doesn't look good.
He looks odd.
Well, I made fun of that Andrew Luck, and he's obviously like...
yeah.
He does look odd. You're correct.
He's kind of gingery and weird looking.
Yeah, he looks like a redheaded stepchild. Is that what you're saying? This guy right here?
Yeah, that guy. Yeah, he looks like he's...
He looks like a redheaded Q-tip, basically.
He looks like a 10-year-old. He looks like a penis with ears. I don't know what he looks like.
Penis with ears.
He looks strange.
He does have a sort of...
Penile
Children
face.
Of the Corn thing going on.
he does look
a little odd.
So
he did
guy,
that. He did that
guy,
eye black with like a magic
yeah,
marker.
Yeah, he did it wrong.
Like
yeah, he did. He did eye black like he was.
Somehow he is their quarterback now because
yeah,
the other real quarterback got injured.
And they won. They beat.
No, this says Mike Glennon benched by Lovie Smith.
Oh yeah.
When? Wait a minute. When's that?
Well,
give
played,
Smith
he
his
played.
First Bucks win.
He played.
Oh, he played for another team that benched him. Mm. I don't know. Everybody gets bent. There's only like five good quarterbacks, and then everybody else is kind of garbage.
That's true.
But Mike Glennon is 6'6 and 232 pounds.
He is?
From Centraville, Virginia.
He doesn't look like it.
He looks bitty.
He looks
like a guy who works at Walmart. There's a picture of him here.
What if he's listening and he feels really bad because we're
Please
making
call
fun
Mike
of his,
Glennon. There's a picture of him here with Napoleon Dynamite. And
it's kind of similar.
It's kind of similar.
Wait, he's from West Virginia somewhere up in the mountains?
You think he's one of those? He's a mountain person.
I think he's
it said Virginia. I don't think.
Oh,
no, I don't
okay,
think he's.
Sorry.
Maybe he's from.
Well, I don't want to say anything bad about them either.
Maybe he's from.
I
mean, maybe you do.
Say anything bad about anybody. WFMU, you're on the air.
He's from Fairfax County.
Hey guys, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, not much. I heard you guys talking about some guy Bucks. What team are you talking about? The Pirates.
Well, we were talking about the Pirates, and then we started.
Pirates and the Buccaneers.
We flipped over to the Buccaneers because
Pittsburgh people.
Some guy named Buck.
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 Maybe not. Okay,
Buck Showalter.
You guys are too judgmental, yo. You guys sound really weird for a sports radio.
Well, would you like to help
you
us out?
You don't even know the name.
Would you like to help us out?
Name of who? Who are we talking about? I don't remember.
I have no clue, but I just had to. I just had to interject there.
Oh, okay.
Well, thanks for calling.
Thank you for interjecting.
Bye.
What? I don't remember talking about anybody named Buck.
We
might have said the Bucks.
We said the Bucks.
Let me see. I'll look at my sheet of paper that has a bunch of stuff on it.
Does it say the Bucks?
No.
Okay. Well, we might not have said it.
I might not have.
What else do we want to talk about?
Tony Stewart hit a guy in a car.
And then he got off.
Yeah, he's not going to be arrested or anything.
Well, he
like
got
that.
They went to the grand jury, right?
Yeah.
The prosecutor found enough evidence that Tony Stewart did something bad that he took it to a grand
jury.
Is that actually
what they come up with
yeah.
or is it just they're kind of like fishing for?
No. The prosecutor isn't going to go to a grand jury unless he has sufficient cause to think that Tony Stewart could have been indicted, right?
I guess.
He goes to the grand jury,
okay.
and he says, okay, here's what we found. We found this, and we found that, and the grand jury thinks about it for a while, and they said, yeah, we don't think he did anything intentional. We don't think it was homicide. We don't think it was manslaughter. We don't think it was vehicular, what's it? You know, we think it was an accident.
Well, the other guy,
So they said, you know, okay, so it's an accident. And he didn't get indicted, and therefore he's not going to be charged, and he's not going to be, you know, he's free to go, right?
Yep.
He's done. Yeah, the other, Kevin Ward, right?
Apparently was high, so that's, it was like,
yeah.
it was like Reefer Madness or something like that. It's like, he's running in the street because he had a pot brownie 3 days before or something like
know.
That, or?
Yeah, they found some marijuana in his system, I don't know how much. You know, so that, yeah,
but enough to justify hitting my car.
Yeah, enough that the grand jury felt that.
Tony Stewart has said that he's not going to go back to driving like on Saturdays. He's going to stick to Sundays. So be careful wherever you are because he might just be
on
like
Sunday.
Driving around.
Oh yeah, on Saturday he doesn't have anything to do now.
Well,
so
now he's free to drive to the mall or something like that.
Hit people on the street. don't do pot and go out on the street because. Tony Stewart will hit you with a car.
Rice.
That's the rule now.
So, as the caller was saying, we were talking about Pittsburgh a little bit, but
yes,
I mean
we were.
They're in the playoffs.
Well, the Pirates are in the wild card game.
Wild
and if
card
they beat
game.
The Giants,
is it tomorrow? I'm going to say it's tomorrow because I have MLB playoff fever.
We don't know.
I have no idea who's in the playoffs.
I can tell you.
Yeah.
Okay. So the wild cards are the Pirates and the Giants.
Yes.
The Athletics and the Royals.
Yes. Those will be the lamest. that's like the 30th.
Didn't the Athletics used to be the Kansas City Athletics?
Yes.
And then they moved to someplace else.
They were the Philadelphia
A's.
They moved to Kansas City and were the A's.
Right.
They moved to Oakland. They want to move to Fremont and be the A's there.
Fremont? Fremont, Nebraska?
They can't. No, Fremont, like California, because they can't build a stadium in Oakland or San Francisco. That's why they built the 49ers place in like Santa Clara. Property in those places in Oakland is just like out of this world, right? I mean, you could build on. I would build a stadium on Alcatraz.
It would be like,
and have play there. You know, I mean,
cool.
That would be amazing, right?
Yeah,
Alcatraz Stadium. You have to swim home. If you lose, you swim back across.
Well, that works out with our idea that we had a couple weeks ago about just having prison sports league. Yeah,
you know, the wide world of prison sports.
Yeah, like Aaron Hernandez and all his ilk would just have these great teams.
I would have murder ball be a thing.
Where
it's like they throw a ball around and then someone gets killed.
That sounds good.
So I don't know the A's, pretty gripping.
So the former Kansas City team is playing the current Kansas City team, the Royals.
Yes. And the Royals hadn't been in the playoffs in like 30 years.
Because they suck.
Like George Brett was the last guy who got him into the playoffs.
God.
And that guy's been retired
for a long time.
Do
you remember when they were in the World Series and he had to take himself out because of his hemorrhoids?
Yes, the hemorrhoid game.
The hemorrhoid game.
Is
man,
awesome.
That's all I remember about George Brett.
That's all you need to remember. And the pine tar game.
Is George Brett in like Cooperstown?
Yes, he's one of the great third basemen of all time.
Do they have his crusted over rolled up tube of Preparation
yes.
H or something?
Yes, no, he actually came out and he was like, that was one
he
of
did,
his
he did
ads for
yeah,
yeah, Preparation
did, yeah,
H and stuff like that.
So weird.
Yeah.
God, I'd be so
weird. A listener, Carmichael, says Fremont is the Hackensack of the Bay Area.
Well, that explains it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you,
listener Carmichael.
Clearing that up.
I wouldn't know that. All right, so Angels are going to play whoever wins their wild card thing.
They've already decided that the Angels, because the Angels came in first or something like that?
Yeah, apparently. And then the Tigers will be playing the Orioles.
Tigers and Orioles.
I don't know who to, pretty
good.
Yeah, I don't know who to root for there. I like both those teams.
I think I might go with the Orioles.
Yeah,
Because they never get to win anything. Because the last time they were in the playoffs...
George Brett had hemorrhoids?
No, that was the Jeffrey Meyer game where the kid interfered with the ball and Jeter got a home run and it wrecked their lives.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay,
they never recovered from the kid
the
screwing around with the ball. The kid's like 50 now.
Can we get him on the show?
We could probably get him on the show.
That would be good, right?
We could probably get him on the show, yeah.
Yeah, okay. And then some other wild card one will play the Nationals.
The winner of the Giants and Pirates. Which I like the Pirates, and their stadium is wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
The Steelers are always great. The Penguins are always great. And the Pirates have been terrible for like 40 years. Willie Stargell and all those guys and stuff
Willie
like
Stargell.
That.
Yeah, okay.
So it's kind of, they're kind of a very lovable little team. And people do call them the Bucks, I guess, if you're a follower of the Pirates.
But that's confusing.
Why?
Because Tampa Bay is the Bucks.
No, they're not. Tampa Bay, no one thinks of those guys.
There are all these like pirate themed teams. I think it's weird.
And it's actual
the
pirates
Raiders.
Are terrifying. We did an event. There was like a pirate opera in Boston, and they were like, they came to the bookstore I was working at and said, the ballet people, and they said, let's do a poetry reading around pirate poetry. And they were imagining that people would write poetry about like. Dude with patch on eye and bird on shoulder and treasure and stuff. Be like, me matey, So that like there was a bunch of poets that had read poems like that where it was like, And then there were like people from like Southeast Asia. There was like four or five of them. We had to choose their poems as winners
because
it was like, pirate, why did you kill my father? Like, why?
Oh, right.
Did you take my sister out in a boat? And it was just like, oh, my God.
Somali pirate poetry.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, pirates are like a very real thing in very certain areas that we didn't really even think about getting poetry from.
Mm-hmm.
And then we did. And we had to give them ballet tickets because
of
the ballet pirate. So some people were like, army matey, give me a cracker. I have a treasure chest full of money. And the other people were like, pirate, you kill my father. You cannot bring my father back. It's like, oh my God.
Jesus.
Pirates.
I wouldn't have thought of that either.
So pirates.
Pirates. All right, so are we for the pirates then?
I don't Can want to. See, the thing pirates? Is, I don't want to join, though, like, I want to them to play out their little game, their little one-day play-on game.
And then we'll
And then I'll decide who I'm going to jump on the bandwagon of down the road. Because one game could go either way.
The other teams in the playoffs are the Cardinals and the Dodgers.
Hate both those
Me
teams.
Me too. Hate them all.
Killed my father, my grandfather, you know, the
was killed by Cardinals? They pecked him
maybe.
To death?
Well, they, you
Big
know, the
red bird.
He was like a
you
Dodger.
Pecked my grandfather.
Why Cardinal? Why did you kill my grandfather? Why did you carry him away? No,
what?
He was like a huge fan of the Brooklyn Dodgers, and then they just left.
God, people have to get over
and
that.
And it wrecked his life.
People have to get over that.
He never watched. He was like an old Italian man.
People have gotten over the fact that the Baltimore Colts moved to Indianapolis. People have gotten
That's
over.
That's Baltimore.
People have gotten over.
They left in the middle of the night.
The New York Giants moved away.
Everybody, they did?
I guess.
When?
No, the...
Oh, you mean the baseball
team.
Who cares?
I mean, other teams have moved to other cities.
The Dodgers actually called the Giants and said, hey, we both got to go. Why don't you move to San Francisco? And they're like, yeah, great. Sounds good.
So I just, you know, it's over, right? The Brooklyn Dodgers.
It'll never be over.
It's
not ever going to be over.
Over, like 60 years ago. Give up.
Danny D says the Cardinals were his dad's team. But there was another team in St. Louis for many years.
Wait, is Danny D from St. Louis?
I don't know the answer. I'll wait for it to come up on the
Danny D, tell us where your dad's from.
Tell us
on
the board if you're Midwestern.
Because that's why I said that.
We'll just have silence until his response.
All right, go ahead.
There was another team in St. Louis named the Browns, and they were awful.
Yeah.
And they only went to one World Series,
Browns.
And it was when everyone else was in World War II.
See, that's just the worst color name.
They had the worst color. They had, like, orange.
Don't name your...
And they ended up becoming, like, the I'm going to say the Orioles.
They became the Cleveland Browns football team.
Danny D says, people can quit whining about the Dodgers now that Brooklyn stole the Nets. That doesn't even equal out. And the Nets were terrible. The Nets have never won anything.
But I agree with Danny D that people should quit whining.
I love whining. Our show is, like, 80% whining.
Is it?
My 80%.
I have to listen.
My 80% warning. So it's playoff fever.
Okay, I guess so.
Oh, Jets quarterback did something dumb. Can you believe that?
No. Really?
Yes.
Which Jets quarterback would it be?
I mean, just pick
There's
one.
There's so many of them.
Just pick one.
So many stupid.
Geno Smith apparently is caught on tape. Saying F you to...
Saying, yeah, Jeets.
On the way out. Now, in Geno Smith's defense... what's this? Rodeo music?
Tell me the sad story of Geno Smith.
Geno Smith is having kind of a tough day.
I love this song.
And
what?
Uh-huh. He was having kind of a tough day, and they saw in the second.
Because he sucked.
Yeah.
He's
a Jets quarterback. What do you expect him to do?
Yeah. Okay.
And they started chanting for Michael Vick to come into the game in the second quarter.
We want Vic. And so when...
As he was leaving...
as he was leaving the field, Geno Smith...
I'm sure somebody said something to him.
Well,
I mean, if they're Jets fans,
they're
saying something to him.
Of course they were saying stuff to him, yes.
Well, I mean, like...
And he said...
F you in the... No, but I'm saying, like, if you're a Jets fan, F you is like, hello. Okay?
Yes.
Like,
that's right, true.
Hello. My life is horrible, your life is horrible, F you. F you to me and you and everyone.
All right, so he said F you back, basically.
He said F you back, apparently, to a lot of people. And so now people are mad at him.
And he apologized.
He did?
Yeah.
Why?
Oh, because they told him to. Because, you know, they can't, you know.
Why?
Because.
I would say F you to a bunch of people who cheated for Michael Vick. Michael Vick tortured dogs.
I know. And he's their best. He's their best.
He's apparently their best quarterback.
It's like, you know, they got dog torturers and rapists and mommy beaters and everything. I mean,
Geno just
like,
throws interceptions. He doesn't like killing
serial
anybody.
Killers.
He seems like a very nice
stuff.
Young man. You should give him a break.
Well, that's
it's not
true.
His fault. That
all right.
Rex
all right.
Ryan doesn't care anything about offensive. Like all he does is sit around
defense.
And try to come up with like cool
defense.
Defensive
I
things.
Know. Well, that's why he has a
so
terrible.
It's not his
that's
fault.
That's why he has terrible quarterbacks.
It's not
all the
his
time.
Fault.
It's not Rex
Stop.
Ryan's fault. No, it's not Geno Smith's fault.
F everybody.
Yeah, there you go.
Danny D says he was born in Jersey, and his father just like Stan Musial, who seems like a nice
guy.
Oh,
all right. Okay.
And Drew O says Brooklyn stole the Islanders. Now, A, that's not a big deal. I don't think the Islanders have moved yet.
No.
And have you ever been to an Islanders game, Drew O? That is like one of the saddest stadiums I've ever been to. Nassau Coliseum. This is the sound that Nassau Coliseum makes all the time. It is like the lowest rent NHL venue in the world. And it's impossible to get to, and it's like no hockey player wants to like live in Long Island.
Of course not.
No, they don't.
I remember when I was dating a hockey player.
Yes, a Czech hockey player.
No, the one before that.
Slovak hockey player.
The one before.
There was another one.
I dated.
How many hockey players did you date?
Three. Not all at once,
though. Can we get them on the air?
Like, seriously.
Can we have a game?
I think we could have one of them on the air, yeah.
In honor of the NHL?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, when the NHL... Yeah, we should...
NHL is starting...
We should probably
I'm going to say this week.
Oh, is it?
I don't know, but I'm going to say...
Not.
Yes,
you're
it does. It goes
that.
From, like, October 1st to...
Oh, really?
To July 1st.
All right. Okay, so anyway, I was dating this hockey player once, and he told me someday the Islanders would win the Stanley Cup, and I almost fell over laughing.
They've won three.
I know. Oh, but that was a long time ago, right? So I was like,
I mean,
couldn't believe it.
I mean, it was 1980. I don't know. That
but
was
then
pretty
they
good.
Did, but then they won. They won. They
three.
Won some. They won some. Three. All right. How do you know it's three? Really? Do you just know that?
They won like three in a row.
Right. Okay. Well, they won, right?
Three
so
or
now,
four.
So maybe
I don't know.
They,
it was a
you
lot.
Know.
They were good.
So maybe they would be good again. Maybe if they go to Brooklyn, they'll be decent.
No.
No?
No.
All right. I just thought so.
No.
All right.
Four, apparently. They won four in a row. 80, 81, 82, 83. That's pretty good.
Bill de Blasio killed a woodchuck.
He didn't kill the woodchuck.
He did.
No. The woodchuck jumped out of his hands and then
died.
The
assassination of Staten Island Charlotte by the coward Bill de Blasio.
I thought it was Staten Island Chuck.
No, it was Charlotte. They
Charlotte was
her.
The real name.
No, they switched. Didn't you hear that? Oh, so it's so bad.
Do you want to put on the sad music again?
Yeah, wait. Oh, yeah, okay.
This is News of the Dead.
Yeah, I'll put the sad music
News of the Dead, Groundhog.
All right. Yeah, Groundhog News of the Dead. Staten Island Chuck, bit Mayor Bloomberg. Remember that?
I don't think there was a bite.
Yes, he bit him.
Are you sure?
Yes, he bit him.
And
Bloomberg.
That's why.
No,
oh, Bloomberg.
He bit Bloomberg.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. Well, that
so
makes
then,
sense.
So then they didn't want him biting de Blasio, so they swapped. Because so they gave de Blasio these huge, like,
he had these giant, like, gardening
right?
mitts on.
Yeah. And then they swapped out the groundhog for the girl groundhog because they thought she'd be less likely to bite him.
And she dove for freedom.
No, he was holding her and he dropped her and she fell 6 feet because Bill de Blasio is like 7'2". And
he's a tall guy.
He should play in the NBA, probably.
I mean,
he should play for
the Knicks.
The Knicks could use him, right?
Is he that tall?
Exactly. He's huge. He's like
7'2"?
He's 8'3".
That's not true.
He's really tall. He's 8'3". And
one
so
of my favorite things
dropped,
to do is to Google how tall people are. You can just see how tall
is Bill de Blasio.
Is Bill de Blasio.
And he dropped the groundhog and the groundhog died.
The groundhog
of internal
died.
Injuries
the
a
groundhog
week later.
Died a week later.
Of internal
Bill
injuries.
Bill de Blasio is 6'5".
That groundhog suffered. It was sad.
It died of nothing.
This is like the saddest song ever. For the saddest.
That groundhog's in a bigger place. How is Michael Bloomberg taller than me? And they always talk about how short
he
is.
Wait, Michael Bloomberg's taller
than you?
This
says 5'8".
Oh,
that's much taller than me.
That's not true.
And Anthony Weiner is 6'5".
Oh, he is not.
He was taller than me. I mean, I remember meeting him.
Anthony Weiner is 6'5".
I met him on the boardwalk at the Mermaid Parade one year at Coney Island.
Before
was
or
running,
after?
He was running for mayor the first time against Bloomberg.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, why do you think the colors on my... I was wearing a Mets cap.
Uh-huh.
He goes, why do you think the colors on my sign are blue and orange? And I said...
Because you're a
Because you douche. Like to lose or something.
Because you like to lose.
And he goes, no, because of the Mets. And I'm like, yeah, I'm a big Wiener guy. I'm definitely going to vote for Wiener because I love Wiener. And he must get that every day,
sure.
all day, every day.
Ever since everybody. He was a child.
It's like, okay, I'm going to go kill myself. Thank you very much for being a jackass.
I gave up on that song. I like that song, though.
Danny D posted a picture of your boyfriends on the thing, but it's just just the Hanson brothers from covered in their own blood. Stay tuned for the top of the hour. Night People is coming up tonight, and I don't know if they're having the guy from Mystery Science Theater or not.
Hey, big news from the Yankees.
What big news?
Now that Derek Jeter's gone. Alex Rodriguez is coming back. Did
yes,
you know
I
that?
Saw that. Yes.
A-Rod back They're in 2015. Yeah.
He's only going to get paid like $20 million
yeah,
to be terrible.
To sit on the bench.
He's not going to sit on the bench.
They're not. Do you think they're going to play him?
They have to play him.
Why?
Because they will want to trade him, and they want to show that he's...
Oh, that he's back and he can...
Well, that he can hit or that he can contribute to another team, because they will pay $17 or $18 million a year for him to not
get rid
be
of
a
him.
Yankee. But, like, you have to demonstrate that the guy can still hit
yeah,
and not
right.
be a, just a giant walking hip problem. So he has to play. Danny Diaz, was Wiener hitting on Jim the Poet? No.
Yes.
He was not hitting on him.
Yes.
No, there was no Twitter back then. He wasn't hitting on him.
Yes, he was.
He is a straight man.
I don't know about that.
He's a man's man of straightness. Hey, Jimmy. You want to tweet me?
Tweet me some things.
Jeez.
Yeah, jeets. Yeah, tweets.
That guy could be the short. He, Wiener could be the shortstop for the Yankees. Who are the? Who's going to be the new shortstop for the Yankees?
I don't know.
Because it's like... It's like being a Beatle or something. You know, it's really
it's a big thing.
I mean, I don't know any other. I don't remember any other shortstop who has ever been on the Yankees.
Well, because he's been the shortstop
like
for
Mickey
20.
Mickey Rivers or something like that. I don't even remember any.
He's been shortstop for 20 years.
I don't remember any. Like he's like Zelig
years.
Or, you know, he's like Forrest Gump. He's been the,
I mean, yeah.
Like for 50 years he's
20
been
20 years.
And I think they should put him out to stud. And then like every team should have a Jeter playing shortstop.
Well, that's a good idea.
Like a Jeter kid or clone of some kind?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I think teams should be able to clone their own players, is what I'm saying. So this way when you're...
Okay.
You go, okay, like, oh, here's Paul O'Neill's coming
back. Yeah, here's another Jeter.
Yeah.
Bring him back.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
I mean, I'm just throwing that out there.
That's a good idea. We could talk about golf.
I didn't watch us lose that. We're no
Wait,
good at
what?
That. Whatever that
what?
Is no
golf?
Good. Yeah, there was a big the Ryder Cup was this weekend.
Yeah, but
and I accidentally watched it because I
are you crazy?
Well, I was taping it.
Oh my god!
For
why?
Some reason, well, because I'm on a sports show and we might want to bring it up. And it's so boring.
That's so
And I don't understand any of what's happening.
Wait. You tape things because you're on a sports show?
Well, it might come up.
Sportsy talk.
Something interesting might happen.
Sportsy talk is.
I have to, you know, I don't do a lot of preparation except.
You tape things and then you don't watch them?
She keeps turning me down, but I'm going to.
I'm putting it back up.
It makes me
I'm
yell
I'm putting it
louder.
Back up. I'm putting it back up. I was having fun with your mic. I'm sorry.
No, it's quite
Wait,
all right.
Sportsy Talk. This is Sportsy Talk on
sportsy
WFMU.
Talk on WFMU.
You are Jim the Poet. You are
yes.
half the most trusted team in sports talk
at
radio
least
today.
Half. Possibly
at least.
Less than
it,
half.
It could be more. And then you're doing, like, homework? For this
yeah,
show?
Well, I mean, I have no life.
That's
I have nothing.
Awesome.
Nobody loves me, and I have all
That's
the time in the
true.
World.
And
so
the
I was
love you.
At 7 a.m.
201-209-9368.
We have
call
literally
in
seconds.
And tell
if you're my
Jim
father,
how
call
much
now.
You love him.
Or related to me in any way.
Okay.
Because I'm going back to Boston. Maybe I'll see, you know, all those people this weekend.
Your dad?
I will see him, yes.
Okay.
He'll be picking me up from the bus station.
All right.
From the Yo bus.
So wait, so you were taping the Ryder Cup.
Taping the Ryder Cup, and so the TV comes on at 7 a.m. every day to wake me up, and it was like dudes talking excitedly about golf as if that's
a
thing.
Yeah, right.
And I was like, is there no soccer on? Like, I'm going like, where's the soccer? I'm flipping around. I don't know. Like, and then they're like, the weird games they play during the Ryder Cup is like, I hit it, and then you hit it, and then I hit it, and then you hit it, and then, like, on your same team. So you play, like, team golf.
Oh, yeah?
And then you play individual golf, and then you
confusing.
Play... I think you throw the ball
they get,
for
they
a
get,
while
they
and
get,
stuff
they
like
get,
that.
They get, like, points and things for things. They get
you
points.
You get half points. I don't understand.
Yeah.
I have no idea what's happening.
Okay, here's what I know about the Ryder Cup. One, it's golf.
Yes.
Two, there's two teams. One is an American team.
Yes.
Without Tiger Woods. And the other is...
Yeah, why was Tiger Woods not on the team?
Because he sucks now and he's old and his back is hurting him and he can't play.
Okay.
And he didn't want to be and he said he wouldn't do it. He said he wouldn't do it because he was old and his back hurts. And so they said, okay, that's good because we don't want an old back
hurting
guy.
Yeah, great,
guy,
we lost.
You know?
Terrific.
So, yeah. We would have lost anyway. He would have gotten over there and his back would have hurt. So
the Europeans
the
own
Europeans,
us in this thing.
I have a question about the European team.
Yes.
Okay, is it by European, do they mean like British Isles or do they mean like
no,
actually
it's
Europe?
No, dudes from all over the place.
So they have like that guy from Spain and stuff? Those
yeah,
guys?
I'm going to say yes, that yes? guy from Spain was
okay.
definitely on the team.
All right.
Who do you mean?
I don't know.
Sergio Garcia?
No, Steviano.
Steviano? Is that even a name?
Is.
Who
something.
Is that?
I don't know. Stefan
that is not
Panopoulos?
A real person.
Something.
None of those are
there's
real
a
people.
Guy, there's a guy from Spain who has like a weird version of Stefan in his name. Yep, he does. I'm telling you. But I don't know if he was there or not. Okay, you're Googling it. That's crazy. Okay, but I'll tell you what I do know.
They were chanting Europe, by the way. Yeah, there's a Europe chant. Europe.
No, that's when you're up, when the guy's coming to bat.
Oh, that's
you're
what it
up.
Is.
I don't know. What
there's no batting. And
oh, okay. Well, then there's not. They should have walk-up music for golf.
Oh, I decided to change my walk-up music.
Oh, you did?
To the original Doctor Who theme song,
oh.
Which is like 20 minutes long. It was like half the show. It was like...
Yeah.
Sergio Garcia. Wait a minute.
No, that's not who I mean. All right.
Martin Kamer.
No.
S. Gallagher.
No, I'll
J. Rose. Rory McIlroy.
Okay. No. He was American.
Stenson, Donaldson, Westwood, Dubiason.
Jamie Donaldson. He's Welsh, right?
I don't know.
He's Welsh. He's on the European team. Okay.
I have the faintest
idea. He made the final point for Europe and made
oh, did
the
he?
Yeah, and he that's how they won. Was he made that point that sealed their victory? And so the BBC asked him the next day, like, had it sunk in yet that, you know, he did that? And he said, "No, I'm still drunk."
Still drunk. Yeah, well, that's a good answer.
Welsh.
Thomas Bjorn, Jamie Donaldson,
Welsh.
Victor.
Jamie Donaldson.
Dubiason, Stephen Gallagher.
Yeah, okay, he's not, he's
Sergio
not.
Garcia,
he's not,
Martin
he's
not Kamer,
there.
Graham McDowell, Rory
no.
McIlroy, Ian Curly Poulter.
Clearly not.
Justin Rose. These are the whitest people I've ever seen, by the way.
I'm telling you.
They have never
Aren't
actually
they all
been
UK
in
people?
The sun. Yeah, I have no idea where they're from.
All right, well, there.
There's a lot of
That's
vice
all we
captains,
know about
too.
It.
Pedrag
wait,
Harrington,
so you had,
Miguel Angel Jimenez.
So you tried to watch it.
Yeah,
Did
it was
you try
really
to watch
boring,
it?
Though.
Yeah,
it was painfully boring. I went back to sleep.
We got a call.
We do.
WFMU, you're on the air.
Hey, Bromley and Jim. It's Danny D.
Danny D.
You mean Savvy Ballesteros?
Yes. Savvy Ballesteros.
Yes. Him. Thank you.
He's
That's
not
what I mean.
Alive.
He's dead? When did he die?
He 3 years ago.
What did he die of?
I don't know. I didn't know he was dead. I'm sorry. I'm making it sound like I knew he was. Remembered he was dead. I didn't. I looked
how did
it up.
You, how did he die?
But he was there in spirit. I don't know.
That's crazy. Okay. That thanks, Danny D.
I'll try to have a book. I'll have to,
yeah, yeah.
A
get us a
on it.
Get us the
All
dossier.
Right, get us a dossier and Savvy Ballesteros. Thank you, Danny D, for knowing what I was talking about. Bye. All right, we gotta go, guys.
Oh, we do?
Yeah.
Guys.
Me.
Night well, People is next.
Yeah. Do you
they got
do you
something
have,
great
do you
going
guy?
On?
Joel is on tonight.
Joel is on tonight.
Joel from Mystery Science Theater.
Woo! All right, Night People.
That's
this
outstanding.
Has been. I gotta see our goodbye stuff now.
Oh, we do?
Yeah. So this has been Sportsy Talk on WFMU. And tune in next week.
To distant future.
No, I'm just gonna sing the song.
Okay, sing the song. Go ahead.
No, you have to keep talking. No, I'm going to sing the...
Oh, you're going to sing while I talk? But
yeah.
They got this on, too. This is so confusing. I
In
have a processing problem.
In the not-too-distant future.
Okay, so this is WFMU
Friday
East Orange, AD. WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County.
Named
we are at 91.9 FM.
Not too different
and online,
from you and me.
We're at WFMU.org.
He worked at Gizmonic Institute. Just another guy in a red jumpsuit.
You're making that up.
He did a good job cleaning up the place.
Wait.
But his bosses didn't like him, so they shot him into space.
Oh, shot him in his face?
Shot him into space.
Shot him in his face?
We'll show him cheesy Gizmonics. Movies, the worst
what?
We can find.
Sha-la-la.
I don't want to steal their thunder.
Right,
Joel
go.
From Mystery Science
yeah,
Theater is a god.
Next. So stay tuned. And we'll see you next week. Thanks for inviting us into your room tonight. And may God bless.
Thank you.
Good evening, Sandy.
Good evening, Dave.
And welcome to a very special night, people. Joel Hodgson is a writer, inventor, comedian, and he's an actor. He's appeared on Letterman, Saturday Night Live, Freaks Geeks, and of course he's the creator of Mystery Science Theater 3000. He's currently touring with his one-man show, Riffing Myself, and he's our guest tonight here on Night People. Joel Hodgson for the hour. That's my Charlie Rose impression. Very Joel, good. Are you there?
Hey, hi. Can you hear me?
We can hear you. Thanks for calling in.
Oh, yeah, of course.
So let's start with Riffing Myself. What's Riffing Myself about?
Oh, Riffing Myself is the origin story of Mystery Science Theater, or the creation story of all the different things that kind of went into it. And it came from doing lots and lots of interviews like this, and kind of like over time, like the last 6 years I did about 100 live shows with the original cast of MST in a show called Cinematic Titanic. And so I was always the guy who had to do the press, and I would just get interviewed, and all it was kind of like the story kind of emerged over time. It wasn't really clear to me as it was happening, but it started to kind of a kind of narrative emerged. And then a little over a year ago, probably 2 years ago, I decided I'd try to do, you know, tell the story. And so I've been doing that. I've been doing that, like, yeah, for the last year and a half, I bet.
How far back does the origin story go?
It goes back till I'm 6 years old. And I think that God is making the movies.
Mm-hmm. How did you envision God as a six-year-old? How did you picture God?
Oh, I couldn't really tell you. I didn't think, but I knew he wasn't like a guy with a long white beard.
Uh-huh.
I knew that he wasn't that. But I knew that he made everything.
Mm-hmm.
And especially movies, because I just was so fascinated with them. I thought they were so great. And I mean, I don't think I even saw a movie till I was about that age in a theater. So
you grew up,
I thought they were pretty amazing, you know?
You grew up in Wisconsin?
Yeah.
Were your parents interested in magic and comedy and movies and that type of thing?
Oh, no. They were really creative, though. Like, they would do stuff like refurbish their house, like redecorate their house and...
Mm-hmm.
Put up paneling and stuff. That was like a really huge thing in the 60s and 70s to like decorate your house. And they were really good at that. My dad was funny. He was like, he would do a lot of stuff like at church, like things at church banquets. Or I remember being a kid, like we'd go to a Christmas party with these other families and my dad would disappear and he'd come out dressed as Mrs. Santa Claus. And he'd have all the men sit on his lap and tell him or her what they wanted for Christmas.
So how did you then get into magic and ventriloquism and that type of thing? Through television?
Well, I think that was kind of the thing that was motivating me. Like, I couldn't figure out how to get it to work. Like, how do you get on TV?
Mm-hmm.
But I knew if I had something that was interesting, I had a better chance. So I think that's what kind of attracted me to things like, I mean, they were kind of like circus skills, like anything like that. I learned how to ride the unicycle. I could juggle. I did ventriloquism. I did magic. I did impressions. I just was kind of fascinated with all that. I didn't quite know how it worked. And there was no really clear path, you know, in Wisconsin in the 60s, you know, what to do. So that was kind of how I did it. I kind of just got into it that way, like doing magic at birthday parties and stuff.
So the early goal was to get on television. That was sort of the impetus to that got you interested in all these things, perhaps.
Yeah, well, I also thought God invented TV. So
right.
I was